Blood Money: Chinese government documents reveal detailed plan to subvert American culture using tech and Hollywood to target American children. By Catherine Hamilton on March 9, 2024. Chinese government documents and restricted military journals show how the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, is using social media like TikTok and Hollywood to target vulnerable young consumers and tear at the fabric of American culture. According to Peter Schweitzer's new book, Blood Money: Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. The Chinese military and Communist Party officials have thought deeply and written extensively about waging cognitive warfare on the United States. The CCP sees apps such as TikTok, video games, and movies as powerful weapons to wage psychological warfare against the West. Schweitzer writes, "Unfortunately, they have found willing accomplices among some of the most powerful people in American politics and entertainment. Those national leaders continue to turn a blind eye to the challenge, refusing to acknowledge what Beijing is doing." Schweitzer, a Breitbart News senior contributor and the president of the Government Accountability Institute, notes that despite its links to the Chinese propaganda apparatus, TikTok has thrived with the help of American celebrities and thought leaders who are either ignorant or ambivalent about TikTok's true nature. TikTok is run by the company ByteDance, which is wedded to the Chinese Communist Party military intelligence industrial complex, he writes. While the app has penetrated the heart of America's culture, becoming a central part of the lives of our children and young adults, the Chinese government does not permit the app for its own population. Instead, the CCP harnesses the app's addictive quality to target and shape the minds of young Americans for its own purposes, all while designating TikTok's powerful algorithm as a top-secret national security asset. The first celebrity to promote TikTok was the late-night talk show host Jimmy Fallon, according to Blood Money. "There's a really cool app I've been getting into lately called TikTok," Fallon told millions of Americans watching his show. "Do you guys know that? If you don't have it, download it," he instructed. Schweitzer continues, noting other celebrities who promoted the CCP-linked app. What Fallon didn't tell his audience was that he, not the Tonight Show itself, had forged a partnership with the Chinese company and created a series of TikTok challenges designed to grow interest in the app. The daytime talk show host Ellen DeGeneres soon followed with an equally glowing account on her show. The rapper Cardi B, for a large fee, posted some videos on TikTok, to no great effect, but it did lend her name to the platform. None of those celebrities seemed to weigh the gravity of being used to encourage Americans to download a potential Chinese spy app. How much money they were paid is not known. Celebrities weren't alone. Major American institutions jumped into work with TikTok. In 2019, for example, the NFL announced a multi-year content partnership with TikTok, Schweitzer adds. One wonders what conversations were had besides "show me the money." As we will see, politicians also lined up to use it. In one of the restricted military journals detailed in Blood Money, Colonel Dai Shu, a professor at China's top military academy, People's Liberation Army, PLA, National Defense University, PLANDU, wrote that the real battle between the United States and China is information-driven mental warfare and compared apps such as TikTok and social media platforms to a modern-day Trojan horse for pro-CCP propaganda and values. Another leading Chinese PLA strategist, Zhenghua Feng of the National University of Defense Technology, NUDT, wrote of a cognitive, or mind, war on the United States, and proposed how to defeat the U.S. without firing a shot. Schweitzer writes. Zhang defines the cognitive space as the area in which feelings, perception, understanding, beliefs, and values exist and argues that this is where the battle can be won. To that end, he said, Beijing must use information and popular spiritual and cultural products as weapons to influence people's psychology, will, attitude, behavior and even change the ideology, values, cultural traditions and social systems. According to Zhang, these cultural tools, including apps, video games, and films, should be used to target individuals, groups, countries, and even people around the world. Zhang further argued that Beijing can win mind superiority through several means, including perception manipulation via propaganda, by changing how people look at the present. cutting off historical memory by warping their views of their own country's past so people will be open to changing their values. Changing the paradigm of thinking by targeting people to change the way they view problems and thereby changing their beliefs. Deconstructing symbols, by getting people to reject certain traditional symbols and thereby modifying a nation's identity. The ultimate goal is to manipulate a country's values and achieve strategic goals without an actual overt military battle, Zhang added. Strategists cited in Chinese disinformation efforts on social media advocated for subconscious messaging instead of overtly political propaganda, and using a soft touch to influence young people in the West. Schweitzer also cites communicating our military's advanced military culture to the world by Xu Sen, which states, with regard to Western audiences, we need to conscientiously filter the content of communication, finding more points of resonance and common ground. Even in the case of positive propaganda, we also need to be adept at softening the content. For example, using stories to convey things, translating viewpoints into stories, and concealing them in stories. We should adopt open and emotional methods. CCP strategists in an analysis of modern network media warfare in the perspective of intelligent technology added that propaganda is most effective when it can be directed to impressible persons through entertainment. Entertainment is the main motivation for Generation Z content consumption, said Peng Shengang, the deputy director of the propaganda department. In research on international communication strategies and practice paths of Generation Z, by better understanding those they mean to propagandize, the CCP can explore effective communication strategies and paths, and improve the ability to set agendas. Chinese psychological warfare specialists also have a special interest in borrowing mouths to speak to young Americans, Schweitzer writes. Liu Liming, writing for the Chinese military's psychological warfare publication, recommended that Beijing should actively cultivate a group of media outlets and think tanks with small audiences that are gray and peddle falsehoods, and establish a database of negative topics and conspiracy theories to thwart one's adversary, with a special focus on targeting younger Western audiences' distrust of mainstream media, politicians, and even values. The evidence is clear. Chinese psychological warfare strategists have Americans, particularly young Americans, in their crosshairs, he continues. They believe that not only are young people easier to influence but the effects of the propaganda messaging are longer lasting. The Chinese government is devoting serious amounts of resources to understanding how to manipulate young users. The communist government recently opened an external propaganda office to target Generation Z audiences overseas. Schweitzer notes that American politicians also lined up to use the app. In fact, just this month, President Joe Biden's campaign opened an account on TikTok in an effort to reach young voters. Blood Money landed at number one on the New York Times bestseller list this week, just 1 week after its release by publisher HarperCollins. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.